الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثر الناس علي صلاة، أقربهم إلي يوم القيامة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers in Islam, elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The topic of discussion today is with regards to sending durood, sending salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Normally, we often hear people say that today is the day of Jumu'ah, send in abundance durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salat and salam, is not only confined to the day of Jumu'ah. It is confined, or rather we should send in abundance durood and salam every day of our life to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know in a very, very famous ayah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if we have to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be impossible to count and numerate. Why? Because the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unlimited. We cannot come to any conclusion with regards to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. In another verse of the Quran, and in two other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if we have to use the ocean as ink, and then we have to numerate and list the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we still won't come to any conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions not only one ocean, take even two oceans and use those oceans as ink to list the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never be able to come to any conclusion, because the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unlimited. The ink will finish, but the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not finish. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still remain. If we have to look only within our bodies, how many different systems, how many different functions, unless we're a doctor, we will know. Sometimes even the doctors, they know the cure, they know how many diseases, but they still do not know how many functions and systems in the body. This is only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many bounties, how many favors they are. From amongst the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst humankind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing us to be part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Sakhawi, he mentions that from amongst these many, many favors, there can be no better favor than the favor of blessing us to be part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika, Allahu Akbar. Imagine how great Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. That is why he is the best of mankind. He is the best of prophets, he is the best of anbiya. Because the angels and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together, they join and they send salutations to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as salutations and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, we already covered one ayah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know, as far as mercy is concerned, it is only through the favor and mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are alive. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the mercy of us sending salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why only to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is special. Let us look at how the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is special. As far as the spiritual state, the mind, the body, and the heart of Nabi sallallahu, alayhi wasallam is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified it. We understand this from the narration, or from the incident of Hazrat Umm Sulaym. When the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the house of Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, we know the heat in Arabia is very intense and severe. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perspiring. Hazrat Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha collects the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a bottle and she keeps it in that bottle. This is only as far as the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. And narrations mention that the physical appearance of the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like a pearl. Now we know that if our father owns the car and if our father passes away, the car will come into the inheritance of the children. So the son of Hazrat Umm Sulaym was Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. So he made a special request that when I pass away, make sure this perspiration is placed on my body. And narrations mention that the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even sweeter than musk. Allahu Akbar. So this is as far as the special mercy onto Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very special. It is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a special favor for us to send in abundance durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are three types of mercies the scholars mention. The first type is rahmat-e amma. This is a general mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses everything. In this will be our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the ability to breathe. The function of the universe is only functioning because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first type of mercy. The second type of mercy is rahmat-e tamma. This is a complete mercy. This type of mercy we will only enjoy in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this type of mercy. This is a complete mercy. No other mercy, no other favor. We won't need anything else because why? Our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will be complete on us. Because we know in Jannah, whatever we require, we will get it. So this is rahmat-e tamma, complete mercy. The next type of mercy is rahmat-e khasa. This is exclusive and specified to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika and ourselves, we are ordained to send salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is this special type, this exclusive type of mercy? We know that just a few points. As far as the Quran Sharif is concerned, it was revealed and sent down to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a special book that it abrogates, it cancels out all other books, all other sahifas, all other revelations. So this is as far as the exclusiveness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just very, very quickly, for us to get a better understanding, you know, everybody says that if there's nothing there for me, then why must I do it? We always want something in order to do it. Listen to these narrations. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us simply because of sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, you send one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with 10 mercies. In another narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with 70 mercies. We send one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with 10 rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 10 of our sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate our ranks 10 stages. This is only for one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In another narration, many of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the opportunity of making ziyarah of the holy lands. And we have seen how big, how huge, how humongous the mountain of Uhud is. For reading, for sending one durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a reward equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi ashran. That if we send one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us 10 times. Allahu Akbar. If somebody is coming as a guest over to our house, we prepare the best meals. We don't give that person beans. That person, even if beans is provided, yes, one thing he must make shukar, but the other situation we must understand that he's a guest. We need to treat him. In a similar way, you are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just reading one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and honor you 10 times. In another narration, أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً أَقْرَبَهُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. We know, as far as intercession is concerned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for all of us, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in this narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah are those people who send abundance of durood upon me. Yes, one is the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my question to you is, if you are closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is easier for you to get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because you are close. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I become close to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that send in abundance durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when Shaitan tricked him, Adam alayhi salam used what was inscribed on the arsh to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attached to the creator of all universes. In another narration, we send 100 durood. We know that these days everybody is complaining. Inflation. Life is difficult. Prices are increasing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that if you send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you in this world. You send 100 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it doesn't take you very long. Very, very quick. 100 durood, even the shortest durood we send to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be counted. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send 100 durood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us 100 favors. For every durood, one favor. 30 favors for this world, and 70 will be in store for us in the hereafter. You send 100 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this narration. How beautiful, how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We all worried and concerned how we're gonna leave this world. You send 100 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inscribe between our eyes, bayna aynain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inscribe, will write, bara'atum minan nar wa bara'atum minan nifaq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from hypocrisy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from the fire of Jahannam. All because of sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make this claim that we are ashiqs, we are lovers of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My question to you is, how much of durood did you send to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Listen to this, how amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In salah, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we are sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory for us, as far as the fard of salah is concerned. We know there are 6. Qiyam, tadbir e tahreema, qiyam, qirat, ruku, sajda, and ka'da, akhira. In the last sitting, when we are reading, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, automatically, whether knowingly, whether unknowingly, we are sending that durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. But it mustn't be such that this is the only durood we're sending to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must also send physical durood. And another narration, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu, in a narration, illa raddallahu ilayya ruhi, that the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the soul of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returned so that he can send, he can make salam back to us. That you send salat to me, now I am responding to the salam. Allama, one of the great scholars of Islam, he said, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that even the tongue of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves in order to reply to our salam. So my dear beloved brothers in Islam, we understand how great, how important it is to send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we're driving, whether we're walking, whether we're working, it is easy for us to just mention sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept great reward. In another narration, it is mentioned from a great scholar. This scholar is Sufyan Thawri. Sufyan Thawri. He mentions that on one occasion, I was in the mataf. We know it's the area where we make tawaf. And he mentioned that there was a boy, and this boy was making tawaf, but very unique. This boy was sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know, while making tawaf, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua. But this boy was doing something very unique, he was sending durood. So Sufyan Thawri, he decided, let me ask this boy, why is he doing this? This boy, after scrutinizing the face of Sufyan Thawri, this boy asked, you know, who are you? He said, I am Sufyan Thawri. He said, because you are a great scholar, that is why I'll mention the incident. And he said that when I was en route with my father for Hajj, and we know Hajj is such a great obligatory, such a great duty in Islam. It is mentioned that before we even reach Makkah, when the camel, the conveyance, the camel, just before he reaches, the legs, the hooves of the camel goes up and down, there are so much of reward. But en route to Hajj, this person's father passed away. This youngster who was reading durood, his father passed away. So at this time, when the father passed away, his body took a very bad shape. The face became very dull. The stomach swelled. So this boy, he was concerned about his father. We learn a very great lesson that we should also be concerned of our parents. Nevertheless, he was so concerned, he started crying. And in this state of sorrow and sadness, he fell off to sleep. When he fell off to sleep, he had a dream. And in this dream, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes his hand over the father. And in the dream, the father's body takes a better shape. The swell in the stomach comes down, and the face brightens. So this person gets surprised. Who are you? This person says that I am Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fact of the matter that your father took a bad shape, and all the conditions changed because he was a great sinner. But I came and I passed my hand over him because he used to send abundance of durood and salam. So we learn another very, very great lesson that when we send durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only on the day of Qiyamah will Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also come to our rescue even in the qabr. And we know how frightening, how scary the qabr is. Another great scholar of Islam, it is said that there is no topic that he did not write on that cannot be detected. Whether it was the tafsir of the Quran, whether it was hadith, whether it was seerah upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to understand the personality, his one tafsir was in 80 volumes. 80 volumes, one book, 80 volumes. This person here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed him with a very unique quality. We know that pious people, while in a state of sleeping, they have vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person, while he was awake, this great scholar, while he was awake, he had vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than 30 times. So many people, they came and asked him, you know what, Hazrat, so much of vision for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the reason? What raised you to such a high status and such as high maqam? So many people was in anticipation that perhaps it was because he wrote so much of kitabs. But he said that, I cannot find anything more great than the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and blessed me with the tawfiq to send abundance of durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear beloved brothers in Islam, from this we understand that durood and salam is not confined to only Fridays. Durood and salam is actually supposed to be done every day of our life. Let us, you know, when we were small in the maktab, our teachers told us that we should recite the kalimas, all this kalima tayyiba, kalima shahada, to refresh and revive our iman. But together with that, let us also include durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam before we go to sleep. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come to the rescue in the qabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede for us also on the day of qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sacrificed so much for us. In the lifetime of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he buried his wife. In the lifetime, he buried his uncle who was very, very beloved to him. He buried his son, he buried his daughter. This was because of the sacrifice that he made for deen and Islam to reach us. The most we can do is send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to also express our gratitude and our thankfulness to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the ability to send durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin.